Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It's already November 2nd, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're also going to have wide open phones today for the full 3 hours at 1-800-259-9231. The White House is openly continuing to discuss open strikes on Iran, quote, preemptive, aggressive criminal war. We have the stock market plunging more than 370 points, the Dow Jones Industrial, and plunging even more in early trading today. Worldwide markets are universally down, and the dollar continues to slide, the crises deepening. Yuppies are concerned about Dog, the bounty hunter, using the N-word with his scum son recording him and selling it, and Oprah Winfrey trying to do a good thing and having a free school for disadvantaged girls, and that there was one pervert in the school, but doesn't matter if the UN's kidnapping hundreds of thousands of children a year. That's not important news. We're going to obsess about one piece of filth inside Oprah Winfrey's system and talk about how she's evil and bad now. And we're going to talk about Dog and OJ and things that don't matter. Well, not on this show, ladies and gentlemen. We're not even going to talk about Republican congressmen and their boyfriends dressed up like women. Frankly, none of that compared to what's happening even matters, ladies and gentlemen. Stock prices plunged yesterday more than 370 points. It continued its drop today. We'll give you all the latest numbers after this first break. Meanwhile, unwelcoming U.S. sees sharp fall in visitors since 9/11 because the U.S. has some of the worst police state measures of any country in the world. That's right. China is easier to get into and out of than the U.S. if you are actually a law-abiding citizen. If you are a illegal alien in this country, you have no problem. Literally. You can go up on North 183 in Austin and watch the police all day pull over nice cars, but the hoopties with the illegal aliens don't get touched. It's the same thing. It's all selectively enforced on us, the dumb cattle. If you're middle-class blacks, Hispanics, whites, Asians, you will be fed upon. You will be raped. If you're an old farmer with black powder that's totally legal, they will SWAT team you and call it pipe bombs. But if you're an illegal alien raping and killing and murdering, you're going to be left alone. In fact, you'll probably be hired for the military as an aggravated felon. We are entering the complete, absolute, total Twilight Zone system. Also, Britain's colossal food waste is stoking climate change. They tell Britons to start cutting back on how much they eat to save the earth. Again, this is all about massive social control, creating hordes of bureaucrats to not just look for you saying racist things under your breath in restaurants, but not finishing your meals or wasting them. Again, total social worker hell, transhumanist control. This was all formed by the eugenicist. If you want to be micromanaged and have a nanny state on steroids, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to be entering it. We'll get into that as well today. Memo proves Rumsfeld-directed psychological terror campaign. These memos are amazing, and they are public, where he said, stoke fear, claim they're terrorists everywhere, say the U.S. is surrounded, lie to the people. We have Republican memos where they said they want terror attacks to happen. Where they want to create fear, where they've admitted that the color coding system is bumped up every time they have a scandal. This, by its very definition, is terrorism. So we'll be going over that today. Global warming bill, it advances in the Senate. That ties in with this article out of Britain. Also, this law of the sea treaty, no one thought it would a few days ago, but it has passed one of the houses and is going into the other. So we'll be breaking that down, too. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. My websites are jonesreport.com and prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Consumer spending on even staple items like eggs and milk is dropping. The average American is at the deepest point of debt in U.S. history. The dollar plunged about half a cent again yesterday and continues its free fall. The Dow dropped more than 370 points. That's the Dow Jones Industrial 30, only the top 30 winning stocks. Thousands of other lesser stocks are not included in that index. Remember that. The top 30 winning, highest performing stocks dropped. The Dow has dropped another 59.18 points just since trading opened this morning, and is continuing its downward trend as we speak, despite the fact that large central banks pumped in $41 billion into the Dow alone yesterday and are continuing to infuse cash into other areas of the markets, trying to shore up the loans, the different housing loans and different corporate paper that has been sold. Over $400 billion in the last 3 months has been injected by central banks worldwide. In fact, that number is a few weeks old. It's got to be over $500 billion now. I mean, just yesterday in the U.S., it was $41 billion. Worldwide, central banks are pumping money in, but only to control the slide, to have it be more gradual. Now, we saw something really bad happen yesterday. They cut the interest rates by 25 basis points, and that was supposed to boost the stock market, signaling that they were willing to drive the dollar down lower, but it didn't, because the Fed said that's the last interest rate cut for the next couple quarters, and so that caused the market to go down while the dollar went down simultaneously. To explain this in layman's terms, people that don't understand it, federal securities, which again are private District of Columbia banking securities that pose as U.S. government assets that are being sold on the global market, England, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Germany, hundreds of other countries are paying higher interest rates on their government securities, on bonds and other securities. And so why, if somebody can get 7-8% in another country, would they want to get 5-5.5% or lower from U.S. securities here, when it's a devalued, grossly devalued currency to begin with, and there's not a lot of faith in it now? So by further cutting it, that only caused more people to dump U.S. securities or to move away from them. This gets very complex. It's sure to drag down Europe. They're already seeing massive slumps, and I'm looking at the numbers from CNBC right here, in their last quarter of factory productions. And again, consumer spending here, not just on bauble items or durable goods, but actually on staples, food, things like Cheerios, milk, peanut butter, produce. And, of course, that's they're buying less because the prices are exploding at over 13% this year alone, compounded on the 10% the year before that. And these are what the big brokerage houses and other financial firms are putting out, between 13.6 on the low end and 18%. They all debate it. The Feds claim we've got 3.9% in part of their bogus numbers they put out. Yeah, right. We've got 3.9% yearly inflation. I mean, that is just such a fraud. Cars that were $30,000 last year are $45,000 this year. I mean, cars they haven't even sold since last year, sitting there with the stickers are. They've upped them. Just milk that was $1 is $4. I mean, just everything but housing is exploding, and that's what's bad about this, is that we have really stagflation coming in here, and that's why they destroyed one of the few real cash things we had. Sure, a $400,000 house 5 years ago is going for $1 million now, and that's overvalued. But at least there's something real and tangible there in that house versus the dollar, versus federal securities. And it's not just the subprime mortgages and the jumbo loans that are in trouble. It is the derivatives. It is every major sector of the economy. It is the hedge funds. It is, and all of those are in deep trouble. And what we're seeing right now is only the leading edge of this storm. Right now, the storm is just beginning to touch us. I mean, really, the little bit of assets I've got to secure the InfoWars operation against the New World Order, I really should just take off the next week and just try to scramble with the limited assets we've got. I've been too busy to even try to properly position those to meet payroll and to deal with things in the future and to deal with manufacturing and be able to make the DVDs and be able to buy the books from people and DVDs that they produce. You have to buy those in bulk to get a good price, and you're sitting on them for a year. Some stuff ends up not selling. Some things do. I mean, that's just in my own little corner. And I've seen this the last couple of years. Our audience has more than doubled yearly, exponential, by the way, more than a doubling. Some years it just doubles. Some years it close to triples. But purchasing of books and videos has only grown slightly. You would think if you doubled or tripled an audience, sales of books and videos would double or triple. No, because the economy has been in deep contraction for several years, but the public has been so brainwashed, they've still been buying the Kool-Aid that everything's fine. When your neighbors lost their job, it's a recession. When you lose your job, it's a depression, the old cliche goes, and it certainly rings true. Gold is right up, been hovering now for 3 days right at $800 an ounce, but gold mining futures and other stocks are associated with gold and gold paper are at about $802, some of them even higher. So gold is at 795.80 right now, up 619 on the day. And when mainstream analysts come out and say that gold has only adjusted for inflation, and this is now mainstream news, that they're looking at 1,500 conservatively, if it adjusts to the dollar devaluation, as high as 2,800. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I know that gold was $325 6 years ago, and I know now it has moved big time. So we're in very serious times, and that's why every couple days I've been getting Ted Anderson up. Ted, we just got a few minutes here, and I know you've got an offer for listeners that, again, they would be very foolish. I mean, I've been calling family up saying you better dump stock for weeks, for months, for years, but now they're finally listening, and they're trying to move into metals. And I'm trying to explain to them you don't want to hold paper. I mean, if things go to pieces, which they've done many times in world history and U.S. history, you're not going to be able to get that. You want to have physical holdings in this. Ted, I woke up again last night. This is freaking me out. I'm really upset. Because if this is just the beginning, can you imagine what it's going to be like next year, sir?
Oh, you know, you're talking about the paper, and in my experience, I had a Series 7 license. I had the ability to sell stocks in 1987 when the market crashed, and there was so many margin calls that came in. Even though gold spot prices are going up, the mining stocks lost 47% of their value just immediately like that, just on margin calls. That's the reason why the United States real estate market is hurting right now, because it's leveraged so heavily. People buy houses with mortgages, and right now they can't afford to go further into debt. They're already in debt as far as they can go. That's
hit the wall. It's like a marathon runner. We've hit the wall.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, the other day when you said the economists, when do you think this thing's going to come unglued? Well, it's already unglued. We've already passed that point. The United States dollar's falling again today. Every time I come on air, the dollar's going down. We're losing purchasing power almost as fast as Argentina.
And this is what scares me. I've been trying to convince people to position and protect themselves. Most of them didn't listen, even in my circle of friends and others, because they didn't want to believe that their investments in Edward Jones or in Schwab or in J.P. Morgan or Chase, any of these, they just didn't want to believe that the stock market wasn't really at 14,000. Now we've got the dollar dropping with the stock market dropping. Do you think this is the beginning of the vortex?
Oh, Alex, as far as I'm concerned, we've crossed the vortex. I realize that it has to snowball, and things are definitely going to get a lot tougher and a lot worse. And that $2,800 gold is very realistic, because right now the Federal Reserve System is in the bind, in the position that they have to bail out every problem that comes along.
And I don't want to put water on this fire here, but I'm going to be honest with the listeners. Your gold isn't going to really be worth $2,800. It's your dollar, folks. All you're doing is protecting what wealth you've got left. This is literal Mayday level right now.
There's no question about it. And anybody that has a half a brain and is watching the markets know that. Even the economists right now are telling people to get out. The big people, like you get the Buffetts and that kind of
stuff. They already got out years ago.
Oh, there's a reason why they got into the gold and silver market.
I saw them 4 years ago begin their evacuation.
They could see it coming. They know who's playing the hand. You know, even if the Federal Reserve System did not want this to occur, it would occur anyways, because we've got way, way, way too much debt to what we can produce here in the United States.
The price earnings ratio is just, it's completely fried.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Alex, it's just that's the whole point. Economically, things have gone way out of hand. Nobody wants to admit it. They don't want to tell that the party's over until it's really over. I've got that Oh Yeah book, and it talks about, I mean, all the dignitaries of that time were talking about how the stock market was going to come back and how great things are going to be. I hear the commercial break. We didn't even talk
about.
Yeah,
let's come back and give people that offer, but we get so busy into the economy, we don't even tell folks about some special deals that are at last week's prices. Ted, it still has some at last week's prices in his vault, ladies and gentlemen. And I just wish that I had the capital to get more. Right now I'm maxed out and can't. I just wish five, 6 years ago, I'd have put everything into metals. But what I did certainly paid off.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 2nd, 2007. Gold, $794.60. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $818.65, $403.50 for half, $201.75 for quarter. That's $818.65, $403.50, and $201.75.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people them stare. They've seen his face before.
Welcome back. Ron Paul for 30 years has been talking about how the economy would implode, how the bankers were creating a system to completely consolidate. They've created a black hole where there's more debt than actual currency and even zeros and ones in their computers. They are, by design, orchestrating this. Even the Financial Times of London 2 months ago admitted that. The big boys are. And I don't mean the brokerage house down the street or the little housing loan reseller or even your local bank, your regional bank. I mean the big boys. Now, the question is now, have they overdone it? They're even worried right now they may have overdone it. That's what freaks me out, is that these guys just... Well, Ted, just tell them about the offer.
The offer right now. What we have right now available are our British sovereign gold coins. They're $215 per coin. Again, gold has gone up. I'm holding the price at that level. It's a good buy to be getting into. It's a quarter of an ounce. It's something that's private, portable. Obviously, I can put you anywhere in the United States. That can be used as money. The second thing that I'm offering right now are silver dollars. Silver dollars from the United States back when the silver dollar was a dollar here. That's what represented real money here in the United States. People still recognize them as that. They're trading for $360 per roll of 20.
And by the way, silver, since we started talking about this Monday, silver's already moved a couple dollars, but that is a fraction of where it's supposed to go to become, to have parity with true dollar value. It's a sleeper, folks. Silver is an absolute key to move into aggressively, in my opinion, take it or leave it. And again, tell them about that gold coin again.
Yeah, the gold coin is the British sovereign, $215 per coin. You know, it's a quarter of an ounce of gold. I wish I could turn back the clock and tell everybody to get into these things when they're back at 160 here just a few months ago.
By the way, I'm seeing them sold by a lot of other firms but for 250, 260, 230. I mean, 215 is a great deal, Ted.
Well, what it does is it gives us a little bit to help to keep the show going and that kind of thing. But at the same time, it gets a lot of gold in people's hand. And that's the main thing right now. I mean, there's a couple things you can do. If you don't have money, start campaigning for Ron Paul because he's going to make a difference. If there's anything we can do for this country, let's get Ron Paul as president because that will make a big difference.
And he's been pointing out what's really destroying our economy and how it's been done by design and this whole leverage nightmare. So you've got the quarter-ounce British sovereigns. You've got the 80, 100-year-old, which is what I just got a few weeks ago, beautiful. And they even have a little collector value, but you're getting them near melt. Silver dollars. And then, do you have any of those Olympics left?
Yeah, we do. We've got a few of those Olympics left. You got to remember, there's only about 600,000 total mintage. They're trading right now at 590 per coin. It is in the same ilk or the same category as the $2.5 sesquicentennial was in 1926 when Franklin Delano Roosevelt confiscated gold in 1933. He couldn't take those. They are exempt under Section 2B of the executive order, specifically because the U.S. Mint made them as a coin piece.
Let's give people the number. It's 1-800-686-2237. This is at last week's gold prices. If you don't tell them it's the Alex Jones special, it's going to be a lot more. 1-800-686-2237. I know Ted has limited supplies of these. He is running out. 1-800-686-2237. How are you doing on the silver supply?
Well, that is a big issue. The market is getting so hot right now to be able to get supplies is getting to be tougher. I mean, I've been in the market for 30 years, so I have connections to just about every venue in the market. But all across the board, dealers are running short on supply.
But you're holding the sovereigns and the silver.
Yep, we've got everything. If you place your order here, you're going to get them, and you get them quickly, and we'll be happy to fill the orders and get them to you.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Give them a call right now, folks. You know, I used to have Ted on every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months sometimes. I'm having him on every other day right now because... Again, folks, this is a good deal, and this is what's happening. And if we can hurt the globalists and not have them completely rape all the patriots, that would be a good thing. And it also helps the network and what Ted's doing. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. There'll be brokers there all weekend. That deal stands for the weekend, right?
Absolutely.
1-800-686-2237. They'll be there until 10 o'clock tonight, Central, as well. 800-686-2237. Your call, Sunday News, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday edition. We are watching the unraveling of the economy. On the good side, a deep, prolonged recession. I'm hoping for that instead of absolute financial implosion, financial Armageddon. The elite have gotten out of dollars years ago. They positioned themselves, the vice president, the president. I'm not going to belabor what's happening with the economy anymore. You're welcome to call in about it and give me your take on it. Now, we've got stockbrokers and commodity traders and everybody else out there listening. You constantly email and call. We're going to take a lot of calls, and the problem with that is I'm not going to give each one of you very much time, so don't be mad at me if I hang up on you. Don't be mad if I can't give you some long 10-hour answer, because we just can't get to all your calls if I do that. It's got to be short and sweet. Coming up, Britain's colossal food waste is stoking climate change. They're going to have social workers watching you, controlling you, making you exercise every day. This is total control. Global warming bill advances in the Senate. That's the taxation bill. Foreign Relations Committee approves the Treaty of the Sea Treaty, or the Law of the Sea Treaty, lost. Absolutely horrible. They've also rammed through, as you know, through the House, a thought crimes bill, the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, where it says they're going to list what thought crimes are and what you're not allowed to have, and literal book burning. I mean, it's just, you can't, it's all happening. total fruitcake police state on steroids while the borders are wide open and the illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to get driver's license or cars or anything else. I mean, my point is it's just, it's nothing to do with security. It's about raping the daylights out of us. Stock prices again dropped below 370. Unwelcoming U.S. see sharp fall in visitors since 9/11. You think the commissar is running this country here? Memo proves Rumsfeld directed psychological terror campaign. Incredible story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Merrill Lynch shares hit two-year low on hedge fund report. Massive losses. And the big central banks still aren't buying these corporate paper. They're not buying these mortgages and things. It's just, it's all by design. While they act like they're trying to save the economy, they're just slowing the collapse of it, which they want an orderly collapse, while doing everything they can to accentuate the destruction of the dollar and the economy. I mean, we're watching them. It's one thing to create a fiat currency, get everybody in debt, get everything leveraged out. That's bad enough, because the chickens will come home to roost. But to be trying to pop it, oh, I'm so mad. I mean, really, folks, because I know what this means. See, I'm not a person who just thinks in the minute or the hour or the day. I know what this means middle of next year. You think it's bad now? Okay, I already said that. I'm literally shocked. I'm almost speechless right now. We are seeing it. Everything that was foretold by these creatures now unfolding. AP urges news industry to embrace online system, says that the mainline media is literally imploding right now, so there's some good things happening. We're going to be going over all of that, but as I promised, we're going to go to your calls. Just a brief note here. Next Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not Tuesday, next Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the final showings in Central Texas of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You asked for more showings. We've had 7 sellout showings and then one that didn't sell out because people didn't think I was going to be there because I wasn't going to be there. So, yes, if you want to see me, I'll be there. I enjoy giving a speech, taking questions. And that's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Link through on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. You can see the big banners for the Alamo Drafthouse to buy tickets online. Or if you live in Austin, you can buy tickets there anytime you want. Or they hold back about 20, 30 tickets to the hour before, so you can pretty much always get in. It always just sells out. So I hope to see you there next Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. And that film is now out at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get the DVD at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in California. Thanks for holding, Eric. Hi, Eric. Okay, go ahead and let him go. David in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Actually, I thought you were saying Eric in California, so my name is Dave.
You know, I listen, brother, I was going to Eric. He wasn't there. So now okay. I'm going to you, David from California.
I'm here. Actually, I got two questions for you. Just over the past, 5 months, how much money has the Fed pumped into the market?
The Fed has only pumped in about $200 billion.
And then
and that's a guesstimation, and the Europeans have put in, last time I checked a month ago on their face, it was about $220 billion or so, and I know the Asians put in a bunch. So when I'd say $400 billion earlier, that was wrong. It's got to be over $500-plus billion now. I mean, you can just go look at all the news articles and add it all up, but it's over $500 billion.
Right. Okay. So that's insane. Doesn't make sense.
Well, they have to, or there'll be a complete depression, and the market will drop down to 1,000 points. I mean, literally, there is a total credit crisis, and the big central banks are not buying the mortgages. They're just injecting money back into the markets and injecting money into the lower banks to cover it, but then they're going to go bankrupt, and the big banks get to buy them up.
Right.
So they're actually making it worse. It's like Treasury Secretary Paulson said 2 weeks ago, told banks to give more loans to people that already have double mortgages to pay it out, and it's just insane.
Yeah, they're trying to get everybody hooked so they can come in and say, here, we got a solution. I think I know our only solution, and we need to protect them. He's a national treasure now, is Ron Paul.
Well, he's the one that's been breaking this down for decades. We've been breaking it down for more than a decade. It's now happening. All the warnings, everything we talked about. I mean, listen, let me explain this. We had horrible stagflation and a deep recession that almost went depressionary in 1980, but then we came out of it because of massive spending and tax cuts together. You can, you know, debate all day whether that was good or bad, but the point is it got us out of it for a while. That was a massive crisis because of the huge debt rate, private and corporate and government debt, and because of the currency crisis. Now it's thousands and thousands of times deeper, the leveraging, the debt, the over-leveraged derivatives in the P.E. ratios, you know, price-earnings ratios, and all of it. And so now we're seeing a late 1970s paradigm, but with much worse conditions, as Ron Paul has been saying. I mean, this is just, that's unbelievable, folks. I mean, this is, I cannot describe how serious it is.
Hey, it's bad. Cancer.
And it's induced cancer. Anything else?
That's it, man. Just, I'm out here in California. You know, I'll be honest with you. Out here in California, you're like, Ron Paul. They're like, Ron Paul who? So I got to get to work. I got to get these signs up. Like yesterday, I tried to get a hold of you, got a hold of Jack, and I mentioned Ron Paul, and he actually put me together, because everybody I talk to out here doesn't know Ron Paul yet.
Listen, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, David. No, they know about Dog using the N-word. They know about O.J. and his arrest in Las Vegas. They know about Oprah Winfrey, who tried to do a good thing with a girls' school, and of course they're going to have a pervert in there. And that's in your public schools, your private schools, and now Oprah's apologizing, and it's a big scandal. Meanwhile, the U.N. can kidnap hundreds of thousands of children a year, admittedly, and no one cares. And again, you know, CPS in Florida can have 3,000 plus missing, and some are found with their heads chopped off in shallow graves. Others in Europe. Not news. See, I mean, the public has been trained to care about little tertiary individual issues and not be able to see the big issues. It's just unbelievable. Let's go ahead. But they're mad at Oprah because she talked about Mad Cow, and now she's talking about mercury in the vaccine, so they might actually tear her to pieces now. She's just got to be dealt with, I guess, by the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Judy in Boston, Mass. Go ahead, Judy.
Alex?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, doing a worldwide transmission. How can I help you?
I would like you to help me make a decision here about the stock market. Is it your guess that it is not going to come back up again like it did recently? Or is it just on its way down now?
Well, let me explain something. You could study derivatives for your whole life and not know 10% about them.
Oh,
you,
I understand.
You could, well, I mean, this is for the general listeners, so let me just put you on hold and answer your question, and I'll come back to you. You could study U.S. securities for your whole life and never know 5% about it. You could study the car dealing market and never understand it. You could study how the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee works and never fully understand it. I mean, they get top bankers in there who run this system, and they all debate and argue with each other about how to best fleece us. So there's a huge world, trillions of dollars changing hands every day. It's very complex, but basically it's a bunch of Ponzi schemes like Russian dolls inside other Ponzi schemes, inside other larger balloons and Ponzi schemes, and the big central banks, kind of like guiding a stampede of bison or elephants, try to guide it and try to surf it and control it. They don't even fully control it. But they know the bubble has to implode at some point, so they position themselves to try to consolidate as much as possible. See, they get their power through the fiat system, and they consolidate to the fiat system, but then it's even dangerous for them when they go into these contraction periods. So let me just say that I am no expert in any of this. I know more in general knowledge than most stockbrokers or most people that are in commodities or even most local, you know, bank branch managers, because they're all specialized in their little area. But I am not going to sit here and give you advice on what you should do with your stock portfolio. I personally wouldn't own any stocks. Let me expand on that. I personally have gone into some metals. It's not that much. I mean, if I tried to run my business for 6 months on what I've got, if everything fell through, I wouldn't be here anymore. And, you know, I'd have to try to take care of my family and just shut things down at the point where I wouldn't, you know, even have enough to buy food for my family. That's why I have some storable foods. This is a very, very complex issue, and I said I'd take a lot of calls and move quick, but it's such a big deal. I mean, look, I'm no genius, but I can watch Google stock, Apple stock, certain technology stocks over time that are very aggressive and cutting edge. And I don't know if you should get into Google or Apple now, but certainly 5 years ago, you know, we said Google and Apple are pretty good places to be. Google's at $700 a share and a $218 billion value just in the stock. And those are obviously devalued dollars buying that, so it's really at about $100 billion value. But that doesn't matter. It's when, you know, when you got 50% growth rate a year, in profits and in value and in stock, it's still a good buy even with devaluation. But I morally will not invest in defense stocks. I will morally not invest in Google stocks and things like that. But in a larger situation, my assets aren't great enough to be to diversify into stocks. They're so meager. I mean, if I had some great assets, I might have something in stocks. But the problem is you can't get that if there's an all-out depression. You can't get that if there's an IMF World Bank-designed IMF riot, as they call it. I mean, the IMF likes to bring a country completely down, turn off the water, turn off the power. I mean, they own it in these countries to cause a total devaluation down to almost zero. It never gets completely there, but near zero. And I guess in Germany and a few other cases, it has gone to absolute zero, as the congressman's talked about, Ron Paul. So you need to physically hold assets, and it needs to be diversified. Gold, silver, if you've got a farm, you know, tractor, cars, four-wheelers, guns, you know, things like that. If you've got meager assets, I mean, if you've got huge assets, they've already gone into, you know, foreign hedge funds. They've already, you got to have $1 million even get in. They've already gone into metals. They've already got, you know, accounts in Luxembourg and in the Bahamas and in Spain and Portugal and Switzerland. That's just Switzerland. I mean, look, so it also depends what type of investor you are. The point is, I would want things you can physically hold because the market is that volatile and dangerous. Will the market go back up next week? It might. But if you look at the trend, it's going down. You go, well, wait a minute, it just hit 14,000 something. It's going up. Again, it's really at $7,004 value. So it's down by half or close to half from pre-9/11, pre-September 2001 levels. And then now you see it trending downward. With a cut in interest rates at the same time and dollar devaluation, you shouldn't be seeing it go down. You should see it stay the same. That shows loss of confidence and panics. And there's so many panics going in so many industries, so many finance industries over-leveraged by design that it's just bomb after bomb that's going to go off in a chain reaction. We've just seen the first few explosions. I hope that answers your question, Judy, and I'm very thankful and very humble that you would want my opinion. I mean, what type of stocks do you have, Judy?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know. Someone is handling them for me.
So you've got them in a mutual fund?
Yeah, something like that.
What type of mutual fund?
But let me just tell you quickly how I stand. Probably two-thirds of my life savings are in this stock account. I've made a lot of money over the past year. Now I see.
But again, it's been devalued.
Pardon?
But remember, you haven't really made a lot of money. It went up some. It went up some. Listen, for you to have made money since 2000, the stock market would need to be at 24,000.
I understand.
Go ahead.
But the numbers have gone up, Alex. So,
yeah.
You know, however many paltry dollars I have more of them now than
No, I know you don't want to hear your money's been devalued, but I have to tell you.
I understand that perfectly.
Sure.
Now, let me just quickly ask you, you're telling me what my gut's telling me, but do I put all of that into gold or...
No, I would not put all of it into gold. And I would look around, you know, get different prices, get bullion as close to spot, as close to melt as you can get it. I mean, let's say gold's $800 an ounce right now.
Mm-hmm.
People got to add some markup in there. So, you know, but I wouldn't go for more than 3-4% markup. I mean, that's what I'd do. And I'd go 20% into it and I'd take physical possession And, and I'd put it in a vault in another state. I wouldn't physically hold it at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't let anybody know you hold gold or silver.
No, I was going to ask.
But also, you may be in European stocks. You may be in currency stocks. You may be, see, I don't know what your portfolio is, but even European stocks, what's happening here is going to end up dragging them down over there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check into that before I call my person here. And, you know, the last time I called him, way back when you were, you know, starting to say red alert.
Did he bully you?
He had
say,
no clue what was going on at that time.
Oh, my dear, believe me, he has a clue.
Well, he does now. I know he does.
Well, no. They have a clue. And listen, the worst thing you want to do is just put stuff in stocks and not watch these guys like hawks. Are you with a big company?
Yes, I can't even tell you the name of it right now. I was unprepared to give any kind of that information.
Well, something like Vanguard or something like Fidelity or...
Maybe.
Number one, you shouldn't have...
I can't even find a thing here to tell you at the moment, but it's a known name.
Well, I mean, might wait a week and see if it goes back up a little bit and get out some. I mean, if you got two-thirds of your money in the stock market, I personally wouldn't have that much in there. But, hey, I'm not going to give you advice. I'm not giving you advice.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, that old liner we've had for 10 years isn't a joke. Before that, another guy doing the announcement. Somebody doing that for 12, 13 years. We are occupied by the Federal Reserve. We are in occupied United States. We are held by a private corporation. That's an absolute fact. You can document for yourself in 5 minutes in the white pages. The Federal Reserve, and it's private. And we are behind enemy lines here, and it's our job to reach out to the police, the military, and others and explain to them, just like the public's been brainwashed, they have been brainwashed. Before I go to Bob and Eric and others that are patiently holding, I do want to ask folks to pray for this country, because I think that that really does do some good. And you know, I believe in God, and I believe that if we repent and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways, that things can get a lot better. We are a nation that has had 50-plus million abortions with no regard for life and, you know, no regard for a new precious, dear, tender life. And we made all these excuses and rationales, and now we've got euthanasia of the old, and we've been sold that it's some type of wonderful right. And that's really one of the crimes of the controlled left. Do you think you're not going to have a tyrannical government with torture and wickedness and killing and evil and wars when you've already rationalized and said, kill the old people, kill the babies? That's all I'm trying to say there, so I hope you listen to me on that fact. Let's talk to Bob in Wyoming. Bob, thanks for holding her on the air. Hello, Bob.
I was watching a protest on Fox News last night. It almost certainly was a CIA PSYOP protest. Did you see it about this grave, this dead soldier's funeral? And this church of protesters were holding up these signs that looked like they were made in a factory. And Fox News had its cameras already pre-positioned. This is supposedly an impromptu protest that they didn't know was coming.
Yeah, for those that don't know about it, fill them in on the background.
Well, I don't know much about the soldier or anything.
But give him the basics.
He died in combat in Iraq, and they had his funeral yesterday back east somewhere. And these people from this church showed up, supposedly, according to their story, and held these signs, and that's what convinced me it's a PSYOP. The signs are perfectly colored so you can see them from a long distance away. And every other protest I've seen, the signs are kind of amateurish, you know. These were made in a factory.
And what did the signs say? I'm familiar with
it. The signs said horrible things that no right protester in his right mind would say. One of them that they showed over and over was, God hates you. But the kicker was a sign that they lingered on for a long time. It said, God loves dead soldiers. That's what the sign said. I don't believe that was a real protest. I think that was a KGB.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm familiar with the group, and I've been meaning to do a story on it and more research. But let me just stop you and give precedent. It has been declassified that in the 60s during COINTELPRO, they would send, and they would have young kids following them, and hippies and yippies and beatniks that didn't know. But they would send into small towns, and they would have news film cameras there, reporters there, who'd be told just to go there. They wouldn't be in on it. And they would yell and cuss and break out windows and just urinate on the walls and do all of this for the cameras. And we've seen the cops dressed up like anarchists trying to attack other police so they can attack peaceful crowds. That's now been admitted. They do that all over the country and all over Europe and Canada. And so, yes, I did hear that they were going to do the protest. They done other protests where they said these horrible things, this group. And there is no doubt that what you're saying has serious merit, and I need to do more investigation, because that will certainly backfire, and now O'Reilly's calling for that group to be banned from having their free speech, and he tied them this week into 9/11 truth groups and then mixed us in with it, saying we're violent. So see the PSYOP? Anything else?
Say they're playing the perfect villain, just like Ahmadinejad said exactly what they wanted him to say to provoke a war. And I think Ahmadinejad's on the payroll. I don't know what to think, but I know.
Well, we know the CIA let him fly in the Ayatollah Khomeini in 79. We know that. All right, good point, sir. We'll try to look more into it. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.